From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your state and local news update. How much will Alaskans receive in permanent fund dividends this year? As the legislature works its way through the annual budget process, the answer to that question is once again unclear. A new factor shaping the debate this year is the large amount of federal money coming into the state. KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Alaska's legislators will have to decide whether to pay the roughly $3,000 dividends proposed by Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy or a smaller amount. Over the past 5 years, PFDs have ranged from just under $1,000 last year to just over $1,600 the year before. Nome Democratic Representative Neil Foster notes that paying a smaller number would help maintain the Alaska Permanent Fund's earnings reserve. Money from the reserve pays for both dividends and state government services.
We've got, you know, a lot of folks in our caucus that want the smaller, reasonable PFD. They don't want to jeopardize the ability to pay PFDs in the future. They don't want to potentially impact our schools and our roads and our public safety down the road.
But Foster says there's another view within the House Majority Caucus.
And then there are other folks, you know, who support the full PFD, and they say if there's any time, you know, to support one, now's the time during a global pandemic.
Until early March, it looked like the state would have to draw more than was planned from the Permanent Fund's earnings reserve to pay for any PFD. But then Congress passed a pandemic rescue package that includes more than $1 billion that the state government can spend, as well as more than $300 million for Alaska schools. That money could be used to pay for parts of the state budget, and that would allow room for the state to pay dividends. Foster says this money could help, but he doesn't want it to be used to avoid making hard choices about the dividend.
We can't allow this federal money coming in right now to be an excuse for us to continue to kick the can down the road. We've already done that for a few years now.
Foster and other lawmakers hope to forge an agreement on a bigger goal than just this year's dividend. They're looking to make a permanent change to the PFD formula in state law. That hasn't happened since the state stopped following the original formula 5 years ago. Dunleavy has proposed putting PFDs in the state constitution as part of an amendment that would outline rules for the overall annual draw from the fund. Leaders of both the state House and the Senate have expressed optimism that the state can pass a new formula for dividends this year. Soldotna Republican Senate President Peter Michicki says it'll be necessary that any new dividend formula both helps pay for state government and meets the expectations of Alaskans. He says now is the time to do it.
Because if you don't do it this year, next year's an election year, and if you think that the legislature has been ineffective on any forward motion on this in the last 5 years, without any action this year, they will continue that trend on an election year.
That's a challenge because finding a way to pay for dividends beyond this year would require broader agreements on issues that divide Alaskans and the state's leaders. Those include whether to cut state services much more deeply, like Dunleavy proposed 2 years ago, whether to introduce a broad tax, like a statewide income or sales tax, and whether to increase the taxes paid by oil companies. Resolving these differences has proven to be a stubborn problem between a conservative Republican governor, a mostly Republican Senate majority that has sometimes differed with him on policy, and a mostly Democratic House majority. Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz is among those searching for a potential long-term solution.
We're going to look at everything. We're going to look at ways to cap the growth of government, spend our resources more wisely, and we're going to look at new revenue because we need to make meaningful progress.
For this year, it's not yet clear exactly how the state can spend the rescue package money. The federal government is scheduled to release guidelines on May 10th. That won't leave much time for the legislature to pass a plan for the money before the end of the session. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
In other news, a federally recognized tribe in the Otna region of the Copper River area hopes to buy more than 450 acres of its traditional homeland and return it to the tribe. KNBA's Trip Krause talks with tribal leaders about what the purchase could mean for their people and where their efforts could go from here.
A permanent village of Taslina was established in the early 1900s near the confluence of Copper River and Taslina River. And now the native village of Taslina hopes to buy back 462 acres of land east of the village from the Catholic Church and return it to traditional and cultural use. Village Council President Gloria Stickwan says the land would give the tribe better access to traditional fish camp and fish wheel sites.
We have families down there who use fish wheels, and we'd like to protect those areas because we don't have any other place to fish, to use a fish wheel, because you just don't go to someone's fishing site and start fishing there.
Right.
So we really don't have a place to fish unless we go to Chitna.
Chitna is about 60 miles southeast of the village, about an hour and 15 minutes of driving. Stickwan says the lack of roads to the fish wheel sites limit access to the Copper River. The 460 acres equates to just shy of 3/4 of a square mile, but the land has historical and cultural significance to the tribe. The village tribal administrator, Marcy Simeon, started her position in May 2020, but has worked with the tribe previously for about 15 years.
Taslina tribal members in our community have been utilizing that land right there specifically for generations to harvest salmon. It's such an incredible part of people's diet day to day, even through the winter season.
The Catholic Church bought the property from the federal government in the early 1950s so that the church could open up a boarding school. The Copper Valley School operated in the area for 15 years, but the school closed in 1971, and 5 years later, a fire destroyed its main building, and over the years, the remaining structures deteriorated.
That land was essentially left vacant from the 70s until the year, I believe it was 2011, the Native Village of Taslina had a strategic planning process where we had identified that there were contaminants on that site because of the old school.
According to state records, potential contaminants included asbestos, underground fuel storage tanks, lead-based paint, among other pollutants.
With the assistance of EPA, we reached out to the Catholic Church to clean up the debris that was left on that property, and they did. So that was the last action that had taken place, and it's my understanding that the Anchorage Archdiocese had incurred incredible expense in remediating that contaminated site.
And now the federally recognized tribe is dedicated to buying back the land for cultural and conservation restoration. Simeon says the church has since decided to liquidate the property to cover its costs. Since the church and the village had worked together previously, particularly to grant certain access to fish wheel sites, the archdiocese reached out to the village.
They wanted to see if we were interested in purchasing that lot, and we definitely were.
Simeon says the village currently works with the Catholic Church to monitor limited authorized use of the fish wheels on the property. Plans for the parcel would include turning it into a cultural gathering place, a tribal college, a place to host subsistence-use fish wheels, as well as contribute to fisheries research.
The process of harvesting salmon and consuming salmon is a lot more than just food. It's such a huge part of a lifestyle here that individuals, it's really imperative to how it is to be a person in the Copper River.
The Archdiocese of Anchorage declined to comment other than an email response from Chancellor John Harmon. Quote, "The Archdiocese of Anchorage Juneau generally does not discuss details of its business transactions. The Archdiocese has established a very good working relationship with the village of Taslina and looks forward to the sale of the property," end quote. While the total asking price is $1,856,000, the village says the archdiocese will knock off $50,000 if the tribe can raise $50,000 by June 1st. And while Taslina has until next year to purchase the land, it is trying to get funding committed by this fall and secure one of its largest sources of funding to this point. Interested donors can find more information on the tribe's GoFundMe page or call the native village of Taslina. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.
Federal investigators say a helicopter carrying 5 passengers on a heli-skiing trip in Alaska crashed into a mountain and then rolled downhill nearly 900 feet. The pilot and 4 of the 5 passengers on board died in the crash, including billionaire Peter Kellner, the richest man in the Czech Republic. For More on this story, you can go to ktoo.org. This is KTOO News.